I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Of Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams with our latest real estate podcast here, working our way through the month of October toward Halloween, Jay. We've been doing this podcast now for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years now.
It seems like it's been forever, right?
One of my favorite things is all the haunted real estate places that you guys sell and don't tell these people, and you put them in these houses full of demons, full of ghosts of mass murderers and ghosts and goblins. No, that's not true, but you have seen a lot in the industry.
Oh, we have. I mean,
I saw the picture of the alien under the stairs here at downtown Frederick.
Yeah, show you that one.
Y'all were taking a picture of some steps that were going to be repaired, and then when you developed it, there's a green-eyed ghost or an alien staring out from underneath the stairs.
Yeah, that was, and then there was a magnifying glass outside that house under the ground, and I joked with Christine, I was like, that's a magnifying glass saying that something's probably buried under there. Like, hey, you need to dig this up.
Or it could have been sun glare. This is just, we're just elaborating for Halloween. That's right around the corner. Oh, and a Netflix does have a horror movie out called Open House. It's a realtor horror movie about an open house and what can go wrong. Were you aware of this?
I wasn't. Yes. As I baffle you with real estate stuff, you get me with the entertainment stuff. I'll have to watch that show. I don't know if it could be good
or bad.
Yeah,
maybe you shouldn't watch that one. That's on Netflix, coming up here on Netflix.
Is it out yet?
Yeah, sure. You can find it. Just go to Horror Movies Netflix Open House. I do believe that's about an open house.
And all right.
Unsuspecting people get together.
Now, don't be freaked out when I text you over the weekend like, oh, my God, Tom, how did you get me to watch this?
Well, you can watch it, but maybe you don't show the girls there at the Day Home Team about their open house.
Yeah. Hey,
but your girls are smart. You have a safe job. These girls never go into a danger in an open house or anything like this.
Well, I mean, we believe in safety first, and part of that is in our protocol of how we deal with people when they call in. Like, for example, if anyone just calls in, a random person calls in, our agents never just go out and meet someone and open a door and show them a house.
Of course not. Absolutely not.
Now, you'd be surprised. The public has an expectation that when they call and they want to see a house, that you're going to be there within an hour and open that door.
I understand.
But we require pre-approvals. We also have a safety app that we utilize. I pay for all of my agents so that they can do some background work on anyone. Like, for example, they're able to pull it up and it'll show, you know, if there's any criminal history.
Okay. And that's serious business.
And it does. I mean, sometimes we've seen ones where, you know, there are people that have been in jail for,
sure, for various things. Everybody has a little bit something in their past.
Oh, if we see domestic violence and
yeah, you have to
or
pay
if
attention.
We see, you know, rape and, I mean, there's some, it's sort of scary when you get to see some of the stuff that pops up or the names and addresses don't match and you sort of get this weird feeling of, oh, hold on, they said their name was this, but they're really this name. They said they live here, but they really live somewhere else.
Somebody's hiding something there. Hey, you know, we have talked about this over the years, but it still comes up. It still comes up in my mind because I would be concerned. Before I buy this house, is it haunted? No, you can't tell anybody that in any state. Is that right?
Where we are not as agents. We are not required to disclose it. The actual seller can if they want. But if they choose not to, they do not have to because same thing if someone was murdered in a house or.
Jay, if I am in the house, you're showing it to me in the state of Maryland. So, Jay, is this haunted? What's your answer?
That's not a material defect to be discussed.
It's not a material defect? You don't have to get inspected?
Nah, well,
Jay, did somebody murder their entire family in this house in the past?
Well Tom, I'm going to tell you, and this is true. We had an agent on the team. She's no longer on the team. She sold a home in Frederick. They bought the house. We represented the buyer. She knew that something happened in the house. And, you know, she's like, and I know I can't say anything. She talked to the legal hotline to confirm. The buyers bought the house. The neighbor then told them that someone was murdered in the house.
Oh, they did. They did. The neighbor said that?
Yeah.
And so did that come back on you in any way?
No. Well, they ended up selling the house.
Really, they couldn't deal with it.
They couldn't deal with it. And we've had times, I mean, and this is the hard part, to be very honest with you, because, you know, there's a personal side that you want to say things, but then because the way the laws are, if you say it, you could end up getting fined, you could end up losing your license. So it's not that we don't want to say certain things.
So, Jay, if you have questions about a home, you can Google about that house?
Yeah, you can Google it very easily. And that's what I recommend. I mean, we had a property when we did bank-owned stuff that I, you know, we used to Google all of them, and there was one specific one. And again, this is years ago, before you and I worked together. It was in a county we don't even cover anymore, but I Googled it, and the story that I found about this house, I mean, if do we want to go creepy or not?
Well, I understand that even if somebody had a blood-borne disease, didn't pass away, that some people are concerned about that.
Yes.
If somebody had Hep C, HIV positive, anything like this, they didn't even have to pass away in that house, that could be a factor from a buyer.
Yeah, but we don't talk about that.
You don't talk about it, but what if they found out after the fact? That's why I think maybe you should always go down to your local Sheets, Wawa, 7-Eleven and say, what's up with that house down the road here for sale? I think everybody in that store would have everything you need to know right there.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, even not those things. I mean, there's so much that goes along with the house. And again, you have to remember, sometimes there's a second or third person there, and maybe something happened to people before, and you have no clue what really happened. But, I mean, if you're really concerned, we tell everyone, and it's in the contract, you know, same thing if there are sex offenders in the neighborhood, anything like that, that is all information we do not disclose. Everyone's supposed to do all their due diligence about that, about crime. All of that has to be done before you actually submit an offer on a house.
Well, I'm scared now if you go real creepy. I thought we've covered our pretty much the creepiest stuff you can. Is there another level?
Well, I mean, we had one, and again, it's not an area we cover anymore. And we found out that people were actually, it was a daughter and a guy. They were tied up. They were shot.
No, Jay, that's staggering.
They were shot in the basement, and then the people that did it started to burn the house down to try and make it look like they died in a fire. But when the police came, they found bullet holes and the people tied to chairs in this house, and it was one we had to sell.
Okay, this is horrific. So then at that point, somebody wants to put this house on the market, a bank or somebody else renovates this house. It's ready. It's gets curb appealed out. Here it is for sale.
Yes, and that one, the bank didn't really want to do a whole lot. Like, we told them, they tried painting the door, and they couldn't get the blood out. They They ended up removing the door.
Okay, good Halloween story.
I mean, really, really not good.
No, this is not good. No, but this is exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. So, if eventually, somebody Googled that and found out about that, and they were living in that house, I don't know how I would feel, Jay.
Well, and to me, the reason I checked it, because when we were doing these bank-owned properties, I was sending my agents out there. And like that one, that was a bad drug deal that ended up getting those people killed. So if that happened with one person, my worry was if I had my agents in there doing a check, we needed to know if something was crazy going on, because they needed to be aware. They may not know. They may have done other people bad that might come in there and try and think people still live in the house.
So that's scary. That's absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. And, you know, when it goes to sell, I mean, if you're a buyer and you're listening, the bottom line is just search online. Do your research. Unfortunately, as agents, we can't get into any of this information. Even if we know it, we can't. I mean, that bank that we did stuff for, I remember talking to them, and they were based in New York, and they had a house where a parent was no longer wanted to be a parent, and they did some things they shouldn't do in a bathtub, and they struggled selling that house because it was all over the news.
Sure, I could imagine.
And I asked them, I was like, did you guys at least remove the bathtub? And they were like, no. I'm like,
okay.
That would be the first thing that I would have done, to remove the thing that created the, you know, where some bad stuff happened. You like, you know, we all watch, well, maybe not all of us, but I mean, I can picture you were probably a fan of Dexter.
I love Dexter.
So, you know, you remember, you know, she died in the, you know.
I understand. No.
You remove that.
You would like to know.
The common sense thing is, if you know something, you remove that from the property, because then you can eliminate the, I mean, I definitely wouldn't want to be in a bathtub where someone...
No, absolutely not. Boy, with some of the bank-owned properties, I can imagine. You know, there's a story in every one of those homes.
Oh, yeah.
Who's to know exactly what went down?
And, you know, the big thing is, you know, you have to go into things when you're looking to buy, and you have to do your research.
If you're superstitious, if this matters to you, it matters to you, otherwise, take the deal. Beautiful home. We're going to have a ball here.
Well, I mean, we've had properties, too. We've sold across from graveyards, and you'd be amazed how many people have no interest in those. And I'm thinking, you're not, I mean, yeah, the view's sort of creepy, but at the same time, you don't have people all around you. I mean,
and you have peaceful neighbors. There's a lot of cliches, but that would matter to people seeing a graveyard.
Yeah.
Would it matter to you?
I don't think I would do it.
I don't know if I could or not, Jay. I don't know.
We've had resale homes. And then I had a builder that I worked with in Montgomery County, and from the upper level, it overlooked a graveyard. And I was like, guys, these are not going to be easy to sell because
really,
people don't want to see that. I mean, can you imagine? You know, you're going in, heading to bed, and your view every night when you're walking to bed is a reminder where, you know, like death.
Well, the normal things that go bump in the night, then you think, well, I wonder if that came from over across the road there. So that would be a little bit scary. All right, we've Halloweened them out. Do we have an unhaunted house?
We have an
unhaunted house. For the home of the week. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. 10911 Decker Avenue in Hagerstown. This one is listed in the low 200s. The cool thing is this is a great house. No city taxes. You know, in Hagerstown, those city taxes can, like, really hit you, just like Frederick.
You know that the city taxes can hit you because you're the man.
Yeah, this is a stunning three-bedroom, one-and-a-half bathroom brick rancher. Has many updates, including completely remodeled kitchen, custom cabinets, granite countertops, spacious open sunroom, great for entertaining, a brand new half bath, attic with flooring and storage space, a tandem attached garage, private rear yard, hardwood flooring, updated lighting, just a beautiful house. So if you're looking for something affordable, detached, but you don't want to have to do any work, this could be the house for you. 10911 Decker Avenue in Hagerstown, Maryland. Go to WFRA.com, look for Tom and Jay's Real Estate Podcast, and you'll be able to see all the photos.
Coming up, we're going to be stuffing a bus for the Frederick Food Bank this year. This is all before we get through the holidays. I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
I'm Jay Day and the Day Home team of real estate teams. Thanks for listening to our Real Estate Podcast. Tell your friends all about it.